Brought to you by First Baptist Church and also by Tall Grass Motors. Opportunity for me to welcome in from the Lighthouse Outreach Center, Executive Director Errol Hayda, and also got the Chairman of the Board, Mark Walker, in this morning. But Errol, just because I think you have become the voice of the Lighthouse, we'll start with you. Thanks so much for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Good morning. Thanks for letting us come. Appreciate it.
I'm going to move this microphone just a little bit closer to you. We get better pickup that way. So Lighthouse Outreach Center, before we talk about the event you've got coming up this weekend, you've been serving the Bartlesville community for, I'm going to round it off at about 25 years.
It's our 25th anniversary.
Okay, I was more right than I thought I was going to be. That's a major milestone, and like every organization that starts off, you grow, the mission becomes more defined, but overall you're still serving the homeless community.
We've been doing that for 25 years, and as you said, it has grown and expanded. We're offering classes now to help people get their life turned around. The spiritual dimension's always been there. I'm so grateful that when it was founded, that it was the foundation of the Lighthouse was the spiritual dimension, because that's what's going to change people's lives in the long run.
Yeah, exactly. And as my words, not yours, assuming you have room to house someone, they're welcome.
Right.
Yeah.
We welcome people who come with all kinds of needs and all kinds of issues, but we're here to help them get some things straightened down in their life and get their life turned around. And we're seeing it happen, and that's very rewarding. There's thousands of people in the last 25 years that their lives are different now because of their experience at the Lighthouse.
And I think it's no great secret that you're there to help build them up, but also build them up with a purpose to move their life forward. The Lighthouse is not a permanent home.
Lighthouse is more like a hospital than it is a rest home. And so I remind them that this is a place to get it together and then be able to go on their own. And they're doing that.
Yeah, and your success rate is tremendous. Probably not everybody, but the vast majority move forward and become successful with their lives.
It's very rewarding as I go through the city of Bartlesville to different stores and do purchases, that a lot of times the person waiting on me was a Lighthouse resident. And sometimes people come up to me and say, I used to be at the Lighthouse, and I wouldn't even recognize them from the way they are now. It's just very rewarding to see that transformation take place. It's permanent and not just temporary for a little while and go back to their old life again.
I have heard it said by several people, prominent citizens of this community, that at the time the Lighthouse was started, it was kind of, they may have actually said it out loud, that they just to themselves, they said, we don't have a homeless problem. We really don't think there's a need. But obviously the record has proved them wrong.
It has shown that there is a real need, not only in Bartlesville, but the area around us also.
Yeah.
So we're grateful that it was established 25 years ago.
Well, so are we. Thank you so much for your service to mankind. Thank you very much. I don't care whether it's you or Mark, but you got an event coming up this weekend, and we are, among other things, good morning, Mark, here to invite people to the Lighthouse next Sunday, right?
Yes, absolutely. Sunday, May 21st at 3 p.m. at the Lighthouse, 1411 West Hensley. We will be having our dedication of the new chapel, which we're all looking forward to. I know the Lighthouse was a beacon of hope for me in a really dark period of my life. And, you know, I went from being a resident in 2014 to now chairman of the board in 2017. So it's been a huge experience for me, and my heart is there. I'm passionate about it. So.
Well, the image of a lighthouse, a light for someone who needs to be able to find a way, my words, not necessarily yours, but I think the image fits very well.
It does, most definitely.
Yeah. You know, getting the new chapel ready, the announcement was made several months ago with a goal in mind, and it's going to be ready to be dedicated, whether all the paint is dry on the walls or the finishing touches are there or whatever. We're going to have a dedication this weekend.
We are, indeed.
Just as a board of directors, what a tremendous, reaching of a goal. It feels good.
You know, it really does. And to see the residents at the Lighthouse come alive with a new opportunity being presented to them as well, just to be of service to the very organization that has kind of pulled them out of a place where they used to be.
Yeah, and it's got to be satisfying to you, Errol, and everybody else around the Lighthouse, and probably even to the residents, when one person graduates, for lack of a better term, they're you know, ready to step out and make a life for themselves.
Absolutely. It's very rewarding. And whenever you say graduate, I kind of flip the script on that a little bit.
Okay.
And it's more of a commencement to a new chapter of their life.
Mm-hmm.
They're commencing on this new journey. and it's exciting to see.
Yeah, and I probably should have used that term. We could, you know, I'll say with what's coming up around schools, we use the two terms interchangeably. It's a graduation, but it's also a commencement.
Correct. Yeah.
It's marking of a milestone, but moving on to the next one.
Most definitely.
Yeah, that's a nice image to have. And it probably every person's story is different, but there is a goal in mind from day one. You're getting out of here.
Yes. Yes, most didn't.
Yeah. What is the chapel is the really the center of what goes on. I mean, yeah, you're serving meals, yeah, you're housing people, but the center, the chapel really becomes the center of the activity.
It really does, because every morning we afford the residents an opportunity to come and enjoy a chapel service where they really get down to the basics, the foundation of salvation in Christ and who they are as a new creation, and they get to go forward every day with that on their heart, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. So it's a good way for anybody to start the day.
It really is.
the process, and I don't remember all the details, so if I get too basic, let me know. But there has always been that focus, but having a new chapel, having a new facility, you broke ground sometime last year, I don't remember
October.
Now. Yeah.
October.
Yeah, and it was a cloudy, a little bit rainy day, or windy day that day, as I recall it. There was a goal in mind that this space that was kind of a grassy area was going to become something.
Yes, indeed. It God has really afforded us an opportunity to continue with our motto. It's to reach the lost, the lonely, and those that are truly in need. And I think having this new chapel also is expanding our opportunity for basic life skills, as we've converted the old chapel into classrooms that will have people come in and instructing classes and setting people up for success right away.
And those classes probably will change as the need changes. But
oh, absolutely.
At least on this Monday morning, what type of classes do you plan to have in there?
Well, I will turn that one over to Errol.
Oh, okay. I like the way you two share the responsibility on this one. Errol, classes.
Right now we offer a drug and alcohol class that meets twice a week. We also teach a class on basic life skills. Then we have a class, getting to know God, or spiritual class, that's also taught once a week. Mm-hmm. And then we have had purpose-driven life taught on one evening. And Bridges out of Oklahoma come and do a class with the residents there that are preparing to get into the Bridges program. So we have those things going on right now, but we'll expand it as needs arise, like you said. Then also as we now have more space, we can have two classes going on at the same time. We used to be had to have one class and then wait for the next one. And also our chapel, if you've ever been to the Lighthouse, about a half of the chapel was hallway, mm-hmm. because of the way it was built, the way we accommodated it. And it served its purpose, but now we have a lot more room to have a chapel service completely dedicated. You don't have to walk through the chapel to go to the office. The chapel will be a separate location and set apart, because it's a special place for really coming to grips with God and ourselves and getting our lives turned around.
And you mentioned a couple of the partnerships with other organizations, and I think I remember every one of the graduation ceremonies, and this actually is a graduation for the Bridges program, many of those people talk about their beginnings at the Lighthouse.
And that's very rewarding to see. We can't do it all. We can only, in many cases, get them started in the right direction, and then another program comes along and helps fulfill that. There are other ministries here in town that have housing, and sometimes maybe like the cottage, which now works with pregnant women. We have had those situations. We refer people to them, and they referred people back to us. So there's a good cooperation there between the different ministries, because one ministry cannot meet all the needs of each person. And so sometimes they work with us for a while and then move on. And sometimes they work in another organization for a while and come with us. So it's exciting to see this coalition of different ministries working together now, because we can help the community better that by being informed needs available, service available, and needs that people have.
And so really you're kind of continually assessing the residents that are there, you know, their readiness to move on to the next chapter.
We really try to keep a close involvement. We have a case manager now on staff that helps follow up on things like job appointments and doctor's appointments and mental health issues, and having someone that you can go to for your specific area is very beneficial, because I, as a director, can't meet all their needs in addition to all the other things I do as director. So
and you probably wouldn't want to.
I don't want to.
Share the load.
It's great to have a staff that can help carry the load, and I've got a very good staff right now that are very committed to the Ministry of the Lighthouse and also to the well-being of the residents.
Yeah, and again, it's a great success story for Bartlesville and for the residents and people who have gone through the doors. We're going to take a quick break and continue, and by the way, issue an invitation for you to attend the dedication at 3 when we continue in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And continuing our time this morning with Mark Walker and Errol Hayda, talking about the upcoming dedication this Sunday afternoon of the chapel facility at the Lighthouse Outreach Center. And Errol, I know during the break we talked just a little bit about some of the things that are going on, and you're issuing an invitation to everybody, but specifically to some of the former board members, right?
Right. I was looking over the history of the Lighthouse this last week. There's a lot of people in this city that were on the board for 1 or 2 years, sometimes several years. And I just want to invite all former board members to be a part of this program also, because in the dedication, there's a part where the board members and former board members will respond also. So we're trying to include people that have been in the last 25 years. So that's an invitation extended to all former board members of the Lighthouse.
I'm sure if we were to start naming names, and we don't have time to do that, but if we were to start, there would be a lot of names that people would recognize.
A lot of people that have served over the years, and it's what's helped continue the Lighthouse for 25 years. Without strong board supervision and insight and helping out, it would have fizzled at different times.
Yeah.
There's that stability of the board, and I appreciate that very much.
And Mark, I'm sure as a board chairman, you're grateful for that broad base of support, not only of your current board members and probably coming from different areas of our community, but also the past support, the traditions that have been built up by that board.
Most definitely. One of the things I will say that I have noticed over the past couple of months, assuming the role and responsibilities of chairman of the board.
Congratulations on that one.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. It's the beginning to a great journey. I know it is. But everywhere I go throughout town, I see previous board members. I see people who have extended themselves to help at the Lighthouse, people that were a part of me being a resident at the Lighthouse and moving on from there, and how active they are in the community. And I really don't think that Bartlesville truly sees the need and the effect that the Lighthouse has on our community.
Well, I'm sure that at least for an hour during the dedication, you and Errol and probably a few other people are going to shine a light on that need, and also how those needs have been met over the past 25 years.
One of the highlights of the dedication will be we're showing a video, our 25th anniversary video we just had produced, and it will show residents that are doing well, some of them that have already moved on and doing well, so it'll be a very inspirational presentation. In addition to that, Josie Cepeda will be singing one of the songs at the dedication, and also Jenny Engel will be featuring a song also. And we have city officials there to be part of the greeting. And so it's going to be a fun time and exciting time, and a time of really committing ourselves to the future success of the Lighthouse Ministry.
Just looking back over the past recent years, there have been some remodels of the existing facility, building of new dorms, and other things that have marked milestones along the way of the Lighthouse. And I have to believe the future is cause for optimism with not only the dedication of this, but looking at things that can be done somewhere down the road.
I've got some big ideas, but I don't dare share them right now because we haven't quite got over the building of the new chapel. So.
Well, and besides that, Mark probably would like the board to talk about it a little bit more.
Just a little bit. But
sometimes it's not a matter of good idea or bad idea. It's which one do we do first?
When I first became the director about 4 years ago, I sat there at my desk and I thought, well, what's my vision? What are my plans? And I didn't have any. It was just trying to get adjusted and to reassimilate some things. And it was not for till about a year or two later, the Lord began to give me a vision of some things to do for expansion. So these, I believe, are from the Lord. They weren't just I sitting there thinking I had to think up something. And the Bible says, unless the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. And so we want His will, His plan. And he'll make it come to pass.
Yeah, well, it's amen on that. It's and obviously the results. Okay, you're not quite done yet, but we're going to be done enough to dedicate the chapel. Well, like I said, I jokingly said, let the paint dry or whatever. But it seems as though no remodel, no new building is ever done as you would like to have when you move into it. So it's going to be good. The dedication ceremony take. Roughly an hour, am I guessing?
Probably about an hour, and then we'll have refreshments afterwards.
Yeah, and an opportunity for people to actually take a look around and converse and talk with board members from, I don't care, 22 years ago and see what we've done differently.
And they'll also have an opportunity to visit with some of the residents also and see what God's doing in their life. And that's very inspiring because we do not fully, I believe, see the humanness of each one of us. And sometimes it's just like us. We have college graduates that are there that have had issues in their life they've had to deal with and they're now dealing with. We've had people all kinds of, all walks of life. And so former nurses and just different people that made some bad decisions and had some difficult things happen. And the good thing is they're in the right place to get it taken care of and they are getting it changed. They're making progress.
Yeah. Other than continuing the mission, again, I guess I kind of touched on this already, but the possibility of growing the mission, expanding the outreach that you get, it's got to be tremendous. You talked about people coming not only from Bartlesville, Washington County, but the word about the lighthouse spreads continually around the area, I'm sure.
We have people from many states coming now. They go to their website for the Association of Gospel Rescue Missions, AGRM, of which we're a member, and you can find missions in your location or where you're wanting to go. And so it's been referred that way. There's a young man there right now who is from Amarillo, Texas. His sister-in-law visited doing a work day from Blackwell, and she heard about the lighthouse and said her brother-in-law needed something like this, and so he's here now and doing great. So sometimes it's word of mouth, and somebody comes on a work day, and then they spread the word to somebody else. And there's one of the construction men asked me about his brother coming here for help for drug and alcohol recovery. So you never know where they're going to come from and what circumstance might bring them here.
Yeah, and your needs never go away either. And I think during the break you mentioned the number of churches that serve meals and do other things just to support the mission of the Lighthouse. And Mark, like every nonprofit, large and small, seemingly you're always in fundraising mode.
Yes, we are. We are always looking for support. God is good all the time. He has provided thus far, and He just continues to put people in our path that they have such generous hearts. That's the thing I love about the Bartlesville community, the generosity that goes out. You know, we have several different churches. Pretty much any corner you go to in Bartlesville, you can find a church, a house of the Lord to go and worship and be a part of. But that's been a turning point for me in Bartlesville, is the spiritual togetherness. We are a family here, and so.
Okay, well, again, if people, I'll say, feel the need to make a contribution to support the need of the Lighthouse, either monetarily or in kind, go in and actually access service for a period of time, I'm sure both would be welcome.
Absolutely.
Right. And we've been blessed. A former board member came by Friday and gave me a piece of paper and visited me a little bit and left. And after he left, I opened up the paper and there was $1,000 check in there with a matching grant from ConocoPhillips. And so, and I didn't get a chance to really give him a good thank you, but he would have probably, I think that's why I did it so quick, to get out of there before I did.
Well, that sounds like many people who wanted to give. So again, if that individual is listening, we'll say a thank you and leave your anonymity alone. But again, it's an opportunity for people to support the mission, the work of the Lighthouse. We've got about a minute left. Again, the dedication ceremony coming up this Sunday afternoon at 3.
May the 21st, 3 p.m. I would say come early because we're expecting a big crowd.
Okay. We want there to be room for you, so get there early, and then you can spend a little bit of time in fellowship afterwards.
In fact, one couple came yesterday. They thought it was yesterday, so they were a week early. So that's a little earlier, but come early.
Okay. Sounds great. Again, the Lighthouse Outreach Center. For those that don't know, I don't know the numerical address, but you're really easy to find. I'm sorry?
1411 West Hensley.
1411 West Hensley. Stop by. Make sure you've got the landmark in your GPS or whatever, and then be there by 2:45 or so for a 3 o'clock dedication ceremony. Mark, Errol, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Only good things for you in the future. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. That's a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network. 66 degrees at K1, 5 minutes before 9 o'clock.
From the ONN News Network, I'm Sean Carey. Just 5 days left.